Hey, everybody. Really great show this weekend. Coming off of the day off that we took for Memorial Day, we talk about what's going on right now in the NFT market with these free mints like Wrecked Guy and Goblin Town doing very well, and some of the other borderline degen stuff that's happening in the market that seems to be going pretty well. We also discuss the future of the Cool Cats NFT project, as well as some other interesting art-based NFTs that are coming out. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app. They sponsor all of our content. Hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It feels good to be back after a long weekend. This is the NFT morning show. This show happens Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. We have a lot to talk about. I'm really excited to be back. Shout out to my co-host, Nifty Nick, Easy Eats Bodega, and Signal. Nick, how's it going this morning?
Hey, P.O., what's Nifty Nick? Hey, really appreciate it. I'm super excited to be back. I mean, after a long weekend, I am pumped up. Let me just tell you about that, Mr. P.O. That's how I'm feeling this morning. How are you doing?
So I like your radio voice imitation of me. That's definitely very flattering. Nick, you had a good week.
Hey, P.O., this morning I got an air conditioner support technician coming to my apartment. They're going to be resolving one of the issues going on with my air conditioner. I'm very excited about the fact that issue is going to be resolved considering the warmth and temperature outside today.
Well, it seems like you're always dealing with air conditioning and other related issues. I know you bought a dehumidifier, or was it a humidifier? It's one of those two things.
I have both. Oh, yeah. I got humidifiers, dehumidifiers. You know, I got air purifiers. I got air conditioners. These are all things that are required in order to maintain a consistent, allowable permittable
level of humidity,
level of just existence within the apartment. You want to make sure that there's no pollutants invading your lungs. You want to make sure that the temperature is pleasant to exist within. These are all things that are important for human existence.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're not high maintenance at all when it comes to humidity levels in the apartment. And I'm sure that you're going to get that all sorted and be totally done realistically super soon with the air conditioner, the humidifier, the dehumidifier, and all other devices in between. But anyway, what a weekend in NFTs. It's been pretty fascinating because, you know, we're in this bear market. We're in this market downtrend. But there's been these isolated, like, home run level wins, like maybe not, you know, Bored Ape Yacht Club home runs, but home runs that you just can't get in any other market besides NFTs, including crypto, right? So we saw several free mints that we'll talk about go to north of 2 ETH. I'd say the biggest story since the last time that we had a show is OSF's Wrecked Guy. Although it feels like it was a long time ago, you know, our last show was on Friday. So between Friday and now, Tuesday morning, Wrecked Guy really kind of had a real run where Snoop Dogg changed his profile picture to Wrecked Guy. Raul Paul changed his profile picture to Wrecked Guy. And that's what surprised me the most. And, you know, you see Spencer on stage, who was talking about it late last week. I see a lot of other people in the crowd representing Wrecked Guy.
It's going to zero. No one gives a shit.
I disagree. But it's just been fascinating to watch that thing run because that was technically a free mint too for people that owned his previous NFTs. And even if you didn't, you had the opportunity to buy, I want to say at like 0.2, maybe even sub 0.2. And watching that run was pretty crazy. I mean, I really was surprised that that Raul Paul changed his profile picture to it. So I thought that was wild. We're going to get to the weather report shortly.
Well, he's right up there with the president of the United States in terms of significance. So it was quite shocking for me to observe that information as well. I was just like flabbergasted by the fact that a random crypto trader had switched their profile.
He's
picture.
Pretty significant in the crypto world. I'm pretty sure you'd be pretty excited if he joined us for this show, right? So I'm just saying he's a pretty significant person, and I don't think I'd ever seen him change his profile picture to an NFT before. So that's why I thought it was so significant. Easy has his hand raised. What's going on, Easy?
Nothing, man. I got absolutely wrecked on my wrecked guy trade. I lost like half an ETH. Fuck those wrecked guys. CCO's cool and all, but they're going to zero. I'm Team Nick on this one for once in my life.
Well, there's a little bit of a personal touch to that take. I'm sorry to hear that you got wrecked on wrecked guy. Signal has her hand raised. What's going on, Sig?
Yeah, let the record show that Signal gave DGens Regens Alpha, which was the token he had to hold to get a wrecked guy for free. I gave this alpha on the show at 0.48. So let the record show, if you listen to Signal, life would be good today.
Well, I have to attest to this. Yeah, Signal messaged me. They were like 0.3, 0.4, those tokens. It was like, I think this is a good buy. Like, clearly it was.
Yeah, everybody knows that Signal's the absolute best when it comes to this show. So if you're not listening to Signal, then there's just nothing that I can do to help you. You know, I know, so Spencer has his hand raised. We'll throw to Spencer, and then we'll dive into our weather report. Spencer, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, I was saying this last week of just, like, CC0. Like, we're in that meta. Everyone's wrecked. Like, you don't have to think too hard about it. You got OSF and Mando, who are the best traders. Some of the best traders in the game. Like, you think that they're gonna like they timed this release in a bear market on purpose for sure, right? Like, you think they weren't gonna figure out cool things to do with it? Like, no way. Like, this is I think we've just seen the beginning. Like, I'm excited for to continue to see Rek'Sai. I don't think this is like a Goblin Town kind of run up and flip situation. I think this is like a Cryptodes kind of deal where we're gonna see a much higher floor than anyone expects, because it just makes sense in the current meta.
Yeah, I mean, Goblin Town's at 3.4 floor almost, which is just totally, totally, totally wild. Just completely insane. Unbelievable. So, I mean, if it is like Goblin Town, then that'll be very, very, very impressive. There's a lot of, like, lore surrounding Goblin Town at this point, and people are really interested in it. So I do want to continue to talk about it. We've been talking about it for a few days on the show, and really it's only gotten kind of more and more interesting.
Is it interesting or just frustrating?
Maybe it's frustrating for you. I didn't buy it either, but I'm able to objectively discuss things that I didn't take advantage of, Nick.
But what has gotten actually interesting about it? Just that the price has gone up further?
Yeah, and there's speculation that a notable artist is the artist. The early Bored Ape Yacht Club stuff, that was just, I think everybody knew that that was just complete nonsense, that it was affiliated with Yuga Labs. That was a ridiculous rumor to even try to, you know, put out there as a narrative. However, the new narratives are actually quasi-legit. My thing is, the speculation of the narrative is in almost every instance stronger than the truth of the narrative, like when the truth comes out, even if the truth is what people were speculating. And I think that that's even twice as relevant in a bear market like this, because I think we're like a lot of people just kind of sat back when all this liquidity got drained from the ecosystem, right? And kind of said, well, these are just JPEG pictures. And then you just kind of settle down and you start to think, okay, well, look, Bored Ape Yacht Club's done pretty well so far. I'm still in the club if I own a Bored Ape or a Mutant Ape. You know, Other Deed, let's see where that goes. Okay, that's good. All right, World of Women, they have Gaio Siri on board. They've been around for a while. Okay, that one, like, it's going to correct a lot, but it'll be okay. And then there's other, you know, isolated.
And then groups. Goblin Town.
Well, no, I mean, Goblin Town fits more into what is this thing? Could there be more to it? And that's what, you know, held me back from buying at 1.5 to 2.5. But we'll get into these things. We'll discuss all the different stuff. I got to throw the signal for our, you know, weather report, one of the most essential parts of the show. Signal, let us have it.
Yeah. Morning, folks. So Tuesday, 31st of May, last day of the month. Volume, we're still trending sideways. We did 39 million yesterday in total. That was 28 million on OpenSea. On the blue chips, apes are at 86, mutants at 17. So we're trending down slowly, but punks are holding 47. You've got moonbirds yesterday bounced down to 19. They're now over 20 ETH, whilst doodles and clonex still in a 12-13 ETH range. over the long weekend, we've spoken about Wrecked Guy, but interestingly enough, on Sunday, Wrecked Guy did more volume than Doodles, Clonex, Azuki, and Mutants combined. And that basically came from the fact that Snoop, Cosmo, Rapal, all these guys bought Wrecked Guy, and the floor shot past one ETH, but has now come down to around 0.8. Tiger Bob Genesis, the collection by Proof Grails artist Grail Cyan, I might be destroying their name, but had a sold out Dutch auction, has strong support from Kevin Rose, and that floor was holding around 2 ETH. Whilst Cool Cats announced the collection is getting back to its roots. This must be great news for holders. And they're going to be introducing new characters to Coolverse and focusing on EIP that helped the brand grow in the first place. That floor has bounced from 3 all the way up to 4. And G-Money's Admit One, in doing incredibly well, the 1,000 membership gated token pumped to 12 ETH in less than 1 week. Onto the markets, BTC is at 31. People are happy with the current levels, but we're looking for support there while ETH is still just under 2K. And on OpenSea, on LooksRare stats, well, we continue to have this sideways volume. It has been extremely quiet due to the US holidays. We can see that the US markets have huge impact. And whilst we've had this small relief bounce on crypto, we don't know if it's going to be here to stay. The macro environment remains unchanged. So the 24-hour forecast is overcast with isolated sunshine breaks from CCO and free mints. Back to you, folks.
Absolutely fantastic weather report as usual. Go ahead, Nick.
Apparently a lot of the free mints got people wrecked this weekend. There were a bunch that were just complete scams and rugs, but there are ones that are super active. Are you familiar with this one that is in our Discord? Very high quality of a man chopping off his own dick.
So that's a
dude. Meme. And I bought three of them.
Oh, wait. They put out an NFT of it. I didn't even. Okay. Someone.
Yeah. This is really serious conversation. Also, I just want to be clear that we go in.
Bro, they're half an ETH.
Yeah.
I bought three of them at 0.04 and sold all three at 0.14 because I'm a piece of shit. And I should have kept it because this was a no brainer. 1K supply.
No brainer shot of a dude cutting off his dick.
Nick, last time I said it was a no brainer was goblins in a car of them growling and screaming at each other for like 20 minutes, and it's 2 ETH. This is the perfect bear market buy.
Hey, if you're just entering this room right now and you're trying to learn about NFTs, this is a good onboard thing. We definitely recommend that you buy a picture of a guy cutting off his dick for $900.
It's called buy this or I'll do it. Like everything. Else it is gold. Like this, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I have to buy these. At 0.04, this is flying. The Discord was like, they're going to an ETH. Obviously, I paper-ended it. They're now half an ETH. And they got some good volume, man. They're hilarious. They're not safe for work. The Discord actually was deleting them aggressively because they didn't realize it was an NFT project.
Right. So the mods are like trying to do their job, just saying like, take this explicit stuff out of the Discord. And it's like, no, I'm just posting the NFT I just bought.
Everyone started posting them from like the waist up. It was so funny. Like it was just like, this is just comedy gold. And sure enough, it's like, it's at half an ETH. Like this is bear market buys to the extreme.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say that I don't think that a half an ETH is fair value. I think that that is an inflated price. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. Okay, so that's my analysis.
No, really?
Yeah, like, you know, Spencer, you were saying that, you know, OSF and Mando are some of the best analysts. Well, how do you like that analysis? I think that that one is overpriced at a half ETH. But anyway, you know,
you should drop a CCO project is how good that analysis is.
Should buy it. I think based on the fact that Pio doesn't like this, that this is really creative. So for those that aren't aware, haven't checked out the project, it's a generative project. There's varying sizes of penises. There's also various weapons being used to remove it. So that we have scissors, knives, guns. That's what I see.
The lightsaber's rare.
There's a lightsaber. Okay, I see a hammer, which is really interesting. I mean, this is just like the sort of quality of art that I've been looking for a while. I like it. You know, I think this is a good entry price. Highly recommend it.
So look, one thing I do want to objectively call out is Nick pointed out that a lot of people were getting wrecked on the free mints. And so this is what we see every time is when there's a new, what we call meta, right? That, a new trend in the NFT market, the first three or four slap hard, right? So you saw Goblin Town, you saw Wrecked Guy. And then there were several others where they were 10Xs. In the NFT space, we're incredibly spoiled and a 10X feels normal. Whereas in the stock market or other markets, people brag about 10Xs for a half a decade because they're like game-changing investments. In the NFT space, we take them for granted. They're an everyday thing. And what you see is when a new trend emerges, after people miss the first two or three that lead to the 10, 20, 30X. I mean, Goblin Town is just an infinity X. It's at 3.4 ETH right now and is a free mint. And you could have casually bought it at sub a quarter ETH for probably 2 days or something like that. Like Easy would know better than me, who's paying close attention to the price. But then what happens is when the new projects start coming out, people start chasing and then people get wrecked. This happened to me in Kicks in January when all like the Alien Friends style mints were coming out. They were like 0.04, little cartoony art. And then you think all this stuff is going to go to 2 ETH. So you start aping the stuff at 0.04. It goes up by 3X on the initial pump. And you're like, this thing's about to go to 1 to 2 ETH. I'm not even going to bother selling it. And then it just dumps below mint price. And the all-time high was only a 2 or 3X. And you, if you're looking to take profits, that was the time to do it. So I predict that you're going to see more of that. But I do think that we're going to continue to see these isolated wins because our earlier thesis about the NFT market, I think, is still around, which is that people from the stock market, from the crypto market, people that are looking for gains in those other markets, when they don't get them or when those gains just aren't that like notable, they're going to turn to NFTs because at the end of the day, like NFTs really pop. Nick, I know you had a crypto trade that went really well over the weekend, right? Was that on Ethereum?
Yeah, I mean, that was just a short trade, like trying to get scalp 10% real quick, which was with it was just a falling wedge pattern, and I was like, you know what, I'm tired of looking at all these trades and setting target prices and not trading based on it. So I set my entry, well, actually my entry was messed up because the market price on Gemini, if you buy at the market rate there, you get screwed. So lesson learned, or I just needed a reminder. I had actually learned this lesson before, but I hadn't been trading for a while. If you set the market price, you'll get screwed on the price on Gemini. So you want to set limit orders for everything. And then I just set a target exit of $1,900, which is what it hit. And then it's gone higher. But yeah, I just entered and exited. I wanted to make a quick 10%. I'll probably do more of this. Right now, I still just don't think, I don't know where this is going. My anticipation is that I'm anticipating it to drop a little more, but it, honestly, I can't tell you. It's just in this like no man's land right now. And I don't have any sort of price prediction at this point other than just watching the levels and setting them based on that. But right now it's in just, it's ranging. And so, yeah, I mean, if it comes down again and I get another similar pattern, maybe I buy in again. I have no idea, but yeah, I'm trading that. To be clear, this is like between 5% and 10% gains that I'm getting. Whereas if I were just trading NFTs rather than having bought Ethereum on this, I would have been in a much better position.
Yeah, I saw you and Wappy both imply that it was a dead cap bounce. But yeah, just wanted to touch on that trade because I know you did execute it. We got Benjamin on stage. Ben, do you still have a Wrecked Guy? I saw you change your profile picture to Wrecked Guy over the weekend.
Yeah, I still got one. I didn't make the big brain move to buy more of them. But yeah, I still have the one I have. I wasn't really planning on selling it regardless of what the price was unless it went like nuts. But yeah, I love OSF and what he's been doing and should have bought in more. I just haven't been in much of a buy mentality over the past like week or two.
And I don't think a lot of us have, and that's what results in these things ending up pumping and we miss it. What do you make of what's going on now, Ben? I know you pay close attention to the NFT space. Are you intrigued? Are you interested in deploying more capital? Like, how are you playing it?
Well, the thing that I've been looking at is kind of like what Nick was just talking to, like with this no man's land of the pricing. Like, we're a little bit above a support for ETH, so that's what he was trading. So for me, like what we saw last year is like when we're in ranges like this and people are not seeing big waves up or down in the price of ETH, that's when NFTs start to pick up a little momentum, whether it's because people are, you know, feeling the degen nature of, you know, needing to feel alive and do something, or it's people just get a little bit more comfortable when there's less, you know, despair all over the timeline. But if this keeps up and we keep ranging like this, then I'll probably go back into buy mode a little bit more. I've just been trying to accumulate. You know, I have my own strategies and everything, and I put a decent amount away. But I still think that the market right now isn't going through any kind of NFT relief bounce. It's just specific projects that are catching waves, and they tend to get all the attention on the timeline. And when you see that, it's usually a good time to buy in. My old co-host from an NFT trading show I used to do with Franklin, you guys know the Bored Ape Franklin, he was huge on trading based off Twitter. Like, he doesn't even barely look at anything except ICU tools and Twitter, and whatever he sees as the most like prevalent PFP on his feed at, you know, over the course of a few days, that's something he's usually looking at. So it's kind of like momentum trading for specific NFT projects and not necessarily the whole market, you know, as its own.
And by that logic, then it's got to be Wrecked Guy, right? Or Goblin Town, right? Like one of those two.
Yeah, it's Goblin those Town. Two, right?
It's Goblin Town's easy.
Yeah, the social sentiment thing is something I've been talking about even more. Like, we're seeing it now on the Soul side too. Like, when these spaces and Twitters blow up with a lot of people engaging with that PFP, and like they make a song, they make noises, some shit that just makes people feel like they're together, no matter how ridiculous it is, that's like a massive buy signal for me at this point. Like, we've seen some crazy movement off of it. Like, Wrecked Guy pumped over the weekend and even like Friday. And it was when everyone was changing their PFP. Like, the Nifty Discord is one of like my first triggers. When I see 4 to 5 people in there change their profile picture in Discord, I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm buying. Like, this is a clear buy signal. If you feel comfortable enough to make this like your digital identity, then I feel comfortable enough buying it and selling it extremely quickly to make a couple bucks.
Yeah, well, easy. Just be careful with things like Discord or even group DMs, like alpha chats and stuff like that. So the thing is, you'll get the call first usually, but there's 100 calls to sift through, right? There's so many people talking shit, changing profile pictures, saying what's flying that, you know, because it has 5 sales in the last hour, like all different kind of shit that people are trying to essentially either call out for recognition to be able to say like, I was the one who called that, or to pump their own bags and something they already bought in. And Twitter, I think, is a little more mindful where, not every single thought goes up there. As like when you're in Discord chatting live, like you're just talking more like a conversation, where Twitter is more about, you know, a thought process and a post, and not everything's well thought out. But
I completely agree.
You get less tweets per account than you would like messages in a Discord. So the sentiment starts to kick in a lot more on Twitter, but yeah, you find the calls in the Discord, but you still have to sift through them. And once you see something like, you know, on the timeline really popping off, and you go, oh shit, I saw that, you know, yesterday in the Discord, it was a free mint. Well, I missed the free mint, but okay, it's 0.07. Maybe I'll jump in. And when you see it start flying that way, and it's a combination of Discord and Twitter, that's where you start to get buy signals. But I think just looking at something as real time as ICU tools or Discord, you know, you're just getting fed information through a water or through a fire hose. And so you got to just be a little more careful about that.
I completely agree with that too. I think one of the key things you kind of mentioned was like, if people are actively like saying like, oh, this is a buy versus if they're just saying like, oh, these look good. Like, we saw it with Boki. That was like one of my buy signals, was seeing the Nifty Discord all change their profile picture, but not talk about the price action. They weren't like, oh, these are flying. It was purely, oh, these look good. These make good PFPs. These all look great, da, da, da. And that for me is like a huge signal, because now you're not pumping your bag. You genuinely like it. And then starting to see on Twitter when more people are changing that profile picture, that's when I'm like, okay, this probably has some legs, because it's all that social sentiment. When you start to see that profile picture time and time again, you're interested in that project. You're going to go look at the price. If it's affordable, there's a chance you're going to buy it. We even saw with like AI moonbirds. That was a great example of it. People like how they look. They look just like moonbirds. And then you zoom in and you realize it's not. Like, there's a lot of cool things about that that I find interesting. But I think to Ben's point, like, don't chase every pump because there's so many bad actors, especially in Discord.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to throw to Node and Spencer in just 1 second. But because of the topic that we're discussing right now, I did bring Iceman on stage. I feel like, Iceman, were you the first person in the Nifty Discord to change your profile picture to a wrecked guy?
Well, man, obviously, GM everyone and happy Tuesday. I think it's interesting, man, because I know for me, I've been looking at, you know, like Spencer said, I'm a big fan of OSF and Mando. And I'd been waiting for Wrecked Guy for quite a while. I was kicking myself for not buying it at 0.19. I actually had a kind of like meme Pepe custom Wrecked Guy made by an artist that OSF actually shouted out. That's how I found him. But definitely, I don't think I was the first, but definitely one of the people that said, I honestly, the way I thought about it, and it sounds silly now sitting at 0.85, but when I bought at 0.38, I just thought, you know what, if this goes to zero, I'm totally cool with holding it because I love what OSF and Mando stand for. I honestly love the art. And as dumb as it sounds, like, you know, it makes me feel something. Maybe it's my body fighting off a Grand Mal seizure, but either way, I like it, dude. So,
well, you're not wrecked on this one, buddy. Did you just buy one or did you buy more than one?
Unfortunately, kind of to Benjamin's point, because I had such the conviction of it, I found one that I loved. And I just thought, because, you know, it had ranged from, you know, like 0.38 to, you know, it went down to 0.29. So I just didn't know. So I bought one. I definitely should have bought more and put my money where my mouth was. But I'm definitely happy with the purchase.
Epic, man. Well, congratulations. Hope that it continues to go well for you. All right, Node, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, no, happy with Wrecked Guy. I think just to kind of clarify on why it's doing well, right? I mean, it kind of has everything that you would want right now in the market. You've got a beloved artist, OSF, who's also a great trader, a great guy in the space. He seems to have captured, you
content
know, that,
creator too.
Yeah, content creator. He's captured the cultural component, and the art is great. So I've got a couple. Super stoked on how those are going. And I wanted to riff a little bit off of what, you know, Easy and Benjamin were talking about. The one thing you have to be careful about with all of these pumps is understanding where you are in the pump, right? So that's the hardest part. Is you might think you're early on something when in reality you're somebody's exit liquidity. So that's I think right now it's a really challenging time in the market, because I totally agree with Benjamin. Like, we have, I'm still not, like, I'm not going to switch my PFP until I feel like the NFT bear market is over. I'm going to keep it with my guy up in flames to remind me that I could totally get burned at any time. So it's I think we've got a couple more months, honestly, before I feel comfortable saying, hey, like, it's back on. And if we look at kind of the patterns over the last year, like, there, every time ETH has tanked or NFTs have tanked, there's been like a 1 to 3 month period at least where NFTs have been a little soft. And so I think we're like basically almost 1 month in with NFTs being in somewhat of a bear market. So I'm being a little bit careful there. But it's also limited me a little bit, because like the goblins, if we were in a bull market, I would have scooped a goblin at 0.4. But I was afraid. So I think there's still opportunities out there, but you got to be very selective.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000. I mean, look at what's going on. There's opportunities galore. I mean, people are getting rich right now, you know, like in a quote unquote bear market, people are making tens of thousands of dollars in 72 hour periods. It's kind of nuts. We got Spencer with his hand raised. Spencer, it's your job to pay attention to the NFT market. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I want to dig a little bit more into what happened with Cool Cats last week, because I actually think it was kind of wild.
Yeah.
So not only did they announce that, so if you guys have been following closely, like, the Good Knight put out a thread that sparked a lot of discussion about what the community wants to see from Cool Cats. They did a town hall where they did share some updates on new characters, et cetera, and quote unquote returning to their roots. But what I want to talk about is something totally wild. So there's been for a while a lot of talk that on the incorporation docs of Cool Cats, the names of the founders aren't listed. Instead is the name of Ken Cron and a few others. And there's been a lot of questions of who is Ken Cron, et cetera, speculation of a funding round, et cetera. On Friday, the team casually confirmed that there was, in fact, a funding round The Ken is an investor. They described initially as an investor advisor, but later clarified he's actually a board of directors member. Ken is an ex member of Animoca Brands, the sort of famed game studio. So a lot of interesting stuff there, where it's kind of been known behind the scenes for quite a while that Cool Cats did a venture round about 8 months ago and hasn't really talked about it. And so it was really interesting to see the first time they've acknowledged that they did a venture round and acknowledged that they have a board of directors. Because I know there's been a lot of criticism around Cool Cats, especially around the lack of CEO for several months. And, you know, without this news, it was unclear who sort of was behind that. But now that we know that Cool Cats has a board of directors that includes external members who are investors, I think it'll be interesting to see in the coming weeks the greater level of clarity we get around that. Cool Cats sort of are up in ETH since that town hall. So I think the increased transparency has been really well received. And I'm really hopeful that this is a beginning of a trend for the Cool Cats, where we will learn more about that venture round. We will learn more about sort of who's actually in control, who's in the reins. Because something like finding a new CEO is a board-level decision, not necessarily a founder-level decision. And I think the community is really excited because, again, there is a paper trail of this having happened, but the community is excited to now be able to talk about it more openly. So this is something I'm watching in the coming days. The fall from grace of Cool Cats was sort of the epic letdown, I'd say, of the NFT market. And what we've seen is on news, Cool Cats has a strong community behind it. And so when there is positive stuff that happens, the upside for Cool Cats to recover back to where it, to its former glory, I think is still there. And so it's something I'm watching because I feel as though it has a higher upside than most of the formerly considered blue chips in the market.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. You kind of stole my thunder a little bit in the sense that I wanted to make sure that we talked about Cool Cats because I did notice that they had tweeted out that they were, I think it was like specifically saying, I don't know if it was them or one of the founders. I saw the tweet over the weekend. And I wanted to make sure that we talked about it, but they said that they were going to make a return to IP, which is, you know, like an IP focus, which is what got them to where they are. And we've been saying that for a bit, right? Because they tried to do something really, really hard, aka make a game. And when you don't have a bajillion dollars the way Yuga Labs does, that can be a really hard thing to do.
So, and, yeah, is the game ahead, dead?
Nick. So the clarity here, and I will argue that I actually don't think this is the big announcement. I think the funding round announcement is the bigger announcement. But the game that they released is not the game, and it never has been. They have a really good blue chip team, better than Yuga Labs' internal team, I will go on the record saying, working on an actual game. Their gamified reveal of pets went horrendously, and I think this is them sort of taking feedback from the community about that. The team that worked on the pets game is not the team. So if you've ever seen Skiz, who is often in Twitter spaces and talking, and there's a great interview with him and Sniper, he's their head of game development. He did not work on the quote-unquote game that's currently out. Him and his team are building something completely separate, and I think a lot of people miss that. And in terms of their resources, they have a 40-person team. So it's not like they don't have the resources to build the game. But yes, they are looking at IP more holistically than just a game currently is the announcement. But again, I think the transparency on the funding round they took 8 months ago is the bigger news.
Gotcha. The big point I wanted to make, and sorry if you hear background noise, they're working on my roof. The big point I was trying to make is that either Cool Cats are a buy now, or they're going to be a buy. So I don't know if we've already seen bottom. I don't know if we're on our way to bottom. But if they're going to go back to IP and they actually focus on IP, then they are going to be a buy because, in my opinion, they have some of the best IP in the game. Just for disclosure, Spencer, are you a Cool Cats holder yourself?
I am a Cool Cats holder. I've held two cats for almost a year at this point and two pets. So yeah, full disclosure there.
Yeah, just want to put that out there. So we got SackGrow.eth on stage. I don't know if you've ever been on the show, SackGrow. Looks like you are a Yuga Labs maxi. What is on your mind as far as the NFT space goes? I'd love to hear it. If it's Yuga Labs related, we should keep it relatively brief. But what's going on, SackGrow?
Hi. First, I should mention you guys are doing a very good job every morning.
Thanks, amigo.
I'm Sachin Grover, and I'm a portal holder. So basically, during the space to mention, like, I was trying to contact you to take advice from you guys. So actually, I wanted to understand, like, how a product can be market NFT product without making a fake hype.
You're asking about the idea of just generating interest in an NFT project?
So I'm asking, like, how to market a NFT project without making a fake hype.
Sure. So we'll kind of like work that into the rest of the show. Appreciate you coming on stage. We'll kind of work that in, how to market an NFT project without creating fake hype. In other words, how to drive volume on the secondary market to an NFT project organically. That's actually something that we talk about on this show from time to time. So we will absolutely work that in. Jesse is on stage with his hand raised. Jesse, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering on this Cool Catch thing, how much we, I mean, first of all, I think is Cool Catch possibly the most uncool community in the entire space, despite its name. I just don't know what they're doing. There's two avenues that you can go. You can go IP, in which case you want it to be Hello Kitty, in which case you want a board of directors and a CEO, and you're basically, your NFT is basically equity, right? Which we all think, I think we all realize that, like, NFTs are kind of like a lo-fi version of buying equity in a, you know, in a young Disney. And then there's just, like, it's a profile pic, it's for adults, it's cool. In which case, do we want a CEO? Do we want board of directors? Or do we just want one cool dude basically calling the shots, kind of like Doodles? Because it seems like we don't, those are two different things. And I'm wondering which is which. Because if you wanted to just be an IP brand and you wanted to be the next Hello Kitty or whatever, cool. You know, you buy the NFT and then you just forget about it. Let them do their thing, make their licensing deals, start a cartoon, put it in good hands. If you want it to be like Wrecked Guy or whatever, you know, profile pic picture Bored Apes, then it seems kind of uncool to have, who's the new CEO? Is that really, you know, I think we all realize we don't want to be doing the daily voting thing. We don't want to be shareholders. So I'm just curious what people think Cool Catch is, or, you know, which of those two is better for a project like Cool Catch or Doodles or whatever it is.
But the Cool Cats founding team has, like, fully admitted that they don't have management experience running a company, and they, like, the intent of this all was that they're attempting to bring on people with management experience to run their company. And it seems like, at least from an external observer perspective, the board has not, which includes Ken Cron, who's a former Animoca, has not successfully put in a CEO that can run it on their behalf. And so I find it hard to see any argument that they shouldn't be trying to have some sort of corporate structure which allows them to have a CEO when they've fully admitted that they're not the team that is capable of running it. And I think we've seen that. like a lot of it has happened, like a lot of the downturn on Cats is because of the periods of time when it was actually run by the original founders.
So then I really do just want it to be, go ahead.
When have you ever been like, oh, thank God the private equity people came in and took this company over? really, really glad they're managing,
like,
it now.
All the time. Right? Like, so the number one correlated factor between Series A of a startup and exit is if you replace the CEO at Series A, is the number one correlated factor. It increases your chance of exiting or going public by like something like 50 to 70%.
What do you think of that, Nick?
That's an interesting fact. That's replacing the CEO. That's not necessarily just a full blown private equity takeover. But that's interesting. They're at Series A now. That's what we're saying. So this is a Series A startup. I don't know. Like, what is the startup? I don't know. It's interesting. It's different. Like, if a private equity company came in and took over like a space that it's already known exactly what's happening, then that's one thing. This is like a nascent market. So I don't know. I don't have any good examples.
So I'm basically buying a bunch of Cool Cats. I put them in a hidden folder or just like, I don't care about them anymore because this is just my stock in Cool Cats. And I just hope they make lunchboxes in a cartoon. Like,
well, yeah. And Jesse, you can be really excited because they hired a bunch of suits to come in to take over this business. And so like, that's what I feel like the overall vibe of this business was all along was people wearing ties in the office was kind of sort of the vibe I was getting out of Cool Cats when I first bought that cat looking PFP cute cartoon.
Exactly. I'm looking for the CEO of the cut off my dick, you know, NFT. That's really what I need now. We need a new CEO and a board of directors for that, because I think there's going to be a hostile takeover. And we need, you know, we need to put like poison pills and make sure our dicks are protected.
I like that. I like that as an idea. We should have that one. That the founder of that takeover Cool Cats seems like a good move.
Hey, founder of the Cut Off My Dick NFT project, we're looking to get in touch with you. We've got big ideas. You know, if we're going to do a Series A, we're going to out Nick as the CEO, and we think that you with your Cut Off My Dick project is a better replacement, and then we're going to get an exit. So, Nick, I mean, this is we're learning a lot today.
Maybe we should – so you're saying we're going to replace me as CEO of our project so we can have the Cut Off My Dick person? I don't know. I'm confused.
Yes.
I think that joke took a wild turn. PO was like, well, I'm getting tired of Nick also, so we might as well combine this joke into one in which he's getting fired by this other guy. Love it. Moving forward, we'll glaze over that one.
Whether or not it's the cut off my dick guy, clearly there needs to be a CEO replacement. No, I'm just kidding. Nick
I think
is an
PO
absolute
and Spencer are colluding in the background. PO told Spencer to bring up that stat about removing CEOs so he can turn
it
around.
Well, good thing we're not at Series A. So that's where we're at, you know. So not a good indicator yet. Maybe if we get there, that's what we'll end up doing. And we'll bring in the suits because they usually liven things up
around the
office.
I mean, Nick knows that I love suits. That's my favorite. I absolutely love suits.
My favorite part of them is when they come and diminish my role in any organization that I'm within and eliminate all of the fun and joy and suck that out of the entire ecosystem. That's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, Nick knows that's my goal big time. I love that. And me and Spencer are in our back channel right now. I'm just pinging Spencer. I'm like, it's working. It's working, Spencer. We're winning everybody over.
I will say before we move on, it should be known that Nick's penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What?
No. Hold on. But then the librarian asked him to take it out. So it was really. All right, I'll be here all week. I don't normally do. I don't do jokes, but you know, I'll slip a quick one in there.
Well, Jesse, you are on fire today. Glad to have the old Jesse back. You were medicated last week, so that was the wrong Jesse. We don't want that Jesse.
Now we get put the classic drugs down. Penis jokes. Bring him on.
Bring him on. We got the highbrow stuff coming from Jesse today. this is a fun one this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That's a solid break in the action for the show to do a little room reset here. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the NFT Morning Show. This happens Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We want you to come on stage and talk about what you're seeing in the NFT market. Talk about your wins. Talk about your losses. Talk about getting wrecked. But don't shill a project that you are a part of. That's the one rule. We don't want any of that. This show is sponsored by FTX, our valued sponsor. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on the FTX mobile app. They're adding stock trading. It's in beta. It's going to get rolled out to you. You can buy fractional shares of stocks if you're scared to buy NFTs right now. And there's no payment for order flow, so your trades aren't being front run. Shout out to FTX. We really appreciate them as a sponsor. Nick, it sounded like you wanted to add something. What's going on, buddy?
No, I was waiting for you to give the sponsor, and I appreciate that. Quick question. Well, I guess with stocks is where we're concerned about it. Do they do this with crypto as well?
Well, they got the spread on crypto.
Pay for order flow, or they just screw me over with my purchase like Gemini did earlier this week?
Probably the latter.
That would have been good, but I can't buy on FTX, so or FTX, as I call it.
Yeah, Nick calls it FTX. With crypto, they have some of the cheapest spreads in the game. And for NFTs, much like Nifty Gateway, they have gasless transactions. The difference between Nifty Gateway and FTX, I'd say, is in the UI, though. And FTX actually has a dope UI with some sick partners like Stephen Curry, Tom Brady, Coachella, us, and other people. Larry David is also sponsored by FTX, so you know that they know how to identify talent. But back to the show, we got Wrecked Node, also known
back
as
to
Depeche
chopping
Node.
Off dicks. Thanks for that one, FTX.
Node, what's on your mind, buddy? You got your hand raised.
Yeah, just wanted to bring up one thing that I think Spencer may have brought this up last week. This is a perfect bear market activity. The phrase board NFT that I think is it's minting today. I think there's an allow list that is minting today, which is an interesting, it's at least a unique project, right? So it's a treasure hunt, and the winner gets a proof pass. There's two treasure hunts. One, you have to own the ticket to do the treasure hunt, and then you can potentially win a proof pass. And then the other, you don't, and you can win 7.7 ETH. And it's interesting because it says the NFT is actually not sellable, but it doesn't mean that you couldn't burn it in the future for something. So that one actually just seems, it just seems interesting. Something that might be worth spending your time on. I bought one just now, and so I may need some Giga Brains to help me on this quiz. I'll split the winnings with you if we win.
How do you participate in this?
So there right now they had an allow list. It's the phrase board, but with a PH.
Wait, sorry, who?
What's his name? Gosh, I'm a very poor due diligence guy. Let's look at the it's phrase, PHRAZE. Let's see here. Yeah, phrase art at phrase art. He's a member of Proof and of Moonbirds. And you can go there and essentially it's like a multi-day, like there's hints, and if you get all the hints, you end up getting the seed phrase to a wallet, which then you can take the funds out. So
this is kind of like, there was an unofficial one with Bored Ape Yacht Club, and I started the scavenger hunt, and it was just so freaking complicated that I realized that I'm an idiot. And so I was like, look, I can't participate in this. I'm not smart enough. This is going to take too much energy to try and figure out this puzzle. But is it like, have you identified, like, has the first clue been handed out?
This is 100% exactly like that. And I'm like you, Nick. I am also an idiot. And I don't know why I bought it, just because I need some kind of hope and something to do. So, yes, this is going to be just like that. I need to check and see the first, let's see, the treasure hunt begins June 2nd at 10:30 a.m. PST. So that's when it begins. And if you get the clue each day, I think that, like, there's awards for people that win a clue each day, and then it builds up to the grand finale. But I'm with you, Nick. I'm terrible at riddles. I don't know why I got this. I'm just gonna put all the clues in the Nifty Discord, and maybe we fractionalize this proof pass.
Ooh, I like that.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole Nifty portal is in on Proof, where they have a collective as one holder.
So how much is it to buy these?
It's like 0.09 for the allow list. When it goes to public, it'll be 0.16.
Yeah, okay, I mean, so go ahead, Nick.
Have they started giving out the clues yet or no?
No, I don't think so. It says it begins on June 2nd. So,
dude, we should definitely do it as a community thing if you want. And we'd even buy the pass for it to have people involved. I'm sure there's other people that would be involved. And I remember with the with the Bored Ape Yacht Club scavenger hunt or whatever it was, that was quite challenging. I had joined Discord of other people, and we were going through all of the problems together. And there were a lot of people posting their solutions, but it was kind of funny because obviously it was those who wanted the answers, and then, like, it was going to be a race to claim, I guess. But there were a lot of cool things that went through there, and participating, I was like, wow, this is the first time I felt like the people in Bored Ape Yacht Club were, like, actually part of a community that I was in that Discord. Because everyone, like, talks about that, like, oh, community, but it for the most part, it's a bunch of bullshit. But solving puzzles is one which brings people together. So I'd be down to buy yours.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. We'll open source it to the Discord, because in my opinion, that's the only way to do this. Like, anytime there's a puzzle thing like this, like PAC did one, Bored Ape Yacht Club did one, like you just talked about, Nick, it's just so ungodly difficult. You have to open source it, in my opinion, unless you're just, like, you know, a savant when it comes to that stuff. Signal has her hand raised. What's going on, Sig?
Yeah, there's a big mint happening today. The Boryoku Dragons team have Akumu Dragons happening today. And what I thought was interesting, they seem to have some quite big support, because OpenSea did a tweet last week basically, you know, saying that this mint is happening. So they've got OpenSea pushing it. It was in Medici Minutes in their newsletter last week. And I've just seen some big names on it. And I just wanted to ask Easy, what are your thoughts on this upcoming mint? Because the price is probably a little bit higher than people would normally want to pay.
Yeah, I thought it was going to flop, personally. I was like, this thing is not going to take off as it should. Dragons are losing steam on Solana. And then they got 80,000 entries into their public mint raffle for like 4,000 spots. So I think that alone is a bullish indicator, just showing the hype and interest, even at the 0.169 cost. Being the Sol guy, I ended up getting a couple whitelist spots for it. So I'm excited to mint it. On the Sol side, they are selling the Blood Moon Boku, which is their like guaranteed mint spot, for about $2,000. So it's about one ETH right now for a whitelist spot. That's interesting to me, and they've been maintaining that floor price for like a week and a half now. So the hype is definitely there. I mean, the rumblings are that a lot of Moonbird entries went into it, but that's always kind of like a hyped thing now. I mean, just 80,000 entries into that public raffle was a massive number for me, and I was not expecting that. So I think they'll trade over half an ETH. I don't know if we'll get over the one ETH floor. Some people are going to tell me I'm an idiot for that, but we'll see how it trades. I mean, I'm now excited for it because it seems like the interest is there, but it's tough to say. I mean, this could be the first real Sol to ETH crossover.
Well, I think I weaseled my way onto the allow list for this Easy. So should I buy it?
I mean, I'm buying four of them.
Okay. It sounds like yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting, right? So for people that don't know, the Boryaku Dragons are the, I'd say, what, the most notable Easy on?
I mean, yes, SMBs. Dragons are probably top three, top four with, like, the other big names. But that was, like, the first big hitter that was, like, brand new back in November and absolutely took off on Sol. Like, we had never seen a project go 0 to 100 floor, and that was when Sol was trading at 200 plus. Multiple Dragons, too, went to, like, Farouk, Fuck Render, and a bunch of other bigger names in the space, that those were kind of like their first Sol NFTs. So it was just a huge hyped project, maintained legs for a while. They haven't really dropped much, and now it seems like they're doing this crossover to get more exposure. But they're plugged in. Like, they have the OpenSea push. They have a push from Medici Minutes mentioning them. So it seems like they're very well connected regardless of the chain. And I actually think that there might be a trade on the Solana Dragons if the ETH ones get legs, because there's a much lower supply, and it's tough to say if they won't give benefits to the original holders.
Sure. And so go ahead, Nick.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so like for context, top three Solana project, long standing, because it's been at least 6 months as a top three project, I'd say. And in Solana world, that's, you know, that's an infinity, an infinite amount of time, an eternity. And Easy, is this team doxed?
I don't think like face to a name, but they do like public AMAs and stuff. I think a couple of them are. The whole team definitely is not. The artist is, I believe one of the developers is, and both the community managers are. There's one or two people who are not.
Gotcha. Nick, what were you going to say?
Well, first of all, am I on this list is the most important question, so that I can go get free cash.
I don't know.
Okay, that sounds like a no. I'm insulted. The second thing is, I got a DM and I am interested. Normally, I wouldn't respond to this, but someone asked if we were going to discuss local weather, which I'm getting, which is minting today and is associated with Russell Wilson and AJ Vaynerchuk and some other people. Have you been seeing this project?
Oh, I'm whitelisted for that. I was like first 1,000 in the Discord.
Interesting. So are you,
this is separate from Vayner Sports? This doesn't have
completely separate. It's a project. I think Serena Williams is on it too, and Russell Wilson. There's like a few big name athletes on it. Russell Wilson's definitely on it. Vayner Sports is partnering on it. I have no idea what it actually does.
So, someone in the Discord said that there's going to be an 18,000 supply, 0.15 ETH mint price. What I find interesting about it for a PFP is that there's no actual face or anything. It's literally just legs and shoes. Or actually, it's either arms or legs. So you either have arms doing things like cooking, playing ping pong. You have feet skateboarding. There's no face. So it's creative. I mean, it looks... you know, it's professionally designed. Someone's saying it's a drink company. What?
No, I don't. I think that's a joke or something. Ignore that one. What I would say is, my question is this the type of thing that pumps in this market right now? That's the question I'm asking myself with any project. Is this the type of thing, an 18K supply, 0.15 celebrity backing, is this the type of thing that pumps in this market?
No.
Well, there you go. Okay, so people are like, it is a sports drink. Okay, it's not a joke. The whole Discord's like, it's a sports drink. All right, so is this NFT representing a sports drink? Is that what this is?
It actually is. When you go to the website, PO, so if you go and check it out, rather than say it's not a sports drink and go read their website, you'll see that this is all about connective hydration, designed with more than just a professional athlete in mind, PO. Organic, so that's interesting. GMO, electrolytes, and focus-enhancing natural ingredients to improve your overall performance. And this is all coming within an infinitely recyclable aluminum bottle. I don't even know what that means, infinitely recyclable. Like, does that just mean you can keep reusing it to drink water out of? Is that what they're thinking?
I think this is really meant for to serve the demographic of people who are infinitely thirsty for influencer pumps. Is what I think.
Very nice, Spencer. The whole Discord is just shitting on me. Okay, I thought it was a joke for 1 second. Sorry, everyone. It's a fucking drink. Got it. Okay.
How people, dare you mess that up, Theo? What a loser.
Like, literally, people are like, yo, it is a drink, you bitch. I'm like, all right, Jesus. I didn't know, okay? I just found out about it 30 seconds ago. I thought that it sounded weird that it'd be a drink.
Yo, don't be dumb, Theo. Don't be dumb.
Jesus. But wait, this is interesting. So wait, this NFT represents, like, buying into this drink company? Because that is actually pretty interesting.
Look, it sounds like there are investors in it. There's a drink company. There's some creativity behind this drop. We have mixed opinions. People saying it's a scam or just a pump and that, a cash grab, maybe the better way of saying it. I mean, obviously, this is all a cash grab. Let's be clear. Vayner Media and Vayner NFT, they're designed to extract money from brands who are interested in entering new markets. Before it was social media, now it's the NFT space, and they're very good at doing that. The quality of presentation so far is pretty solid, though, from what I've seen out of them, so I wouldn't FUD them. They've been able to produce a lot of stuff. My biggest issue is like, for a sports drink, like, what do I get out of this NFT? And that's the real question I have. Now, I'm someone that subscribes and or buys, I guess Spindrift doesn't have a subscription on their website, but if they did, I'd be a subscriber.
Yeah, you love drinks.
I have to buy it individually. Well, it's because I'm not drinking alcohol, so I might as well get creative with my sparkling beverage experience that I have. But the bottom line is someone gave me an NFT and I own that NFT and that entitled me to a subscription, like that it operated as a Kickstarter where I was able to fund their development. And in exchange for that, I got a year subscription or a 2 year subscription. That'd be something I'd be potentially interested in. Now, I don't know anything about this drink. When you click through to their website, it only talks about the drink. I'm assuming that I have to go in the Discord, and that's something that a lot of these projects have been doing in order to learn about things. You have to be in the Discord. I can't be in 47 Discords monitoring, the play-by-play for all these different projects. And so, fortunately, I mean, we'll have more people trying to cover those on our team, so you can just subscribe to the newsletter and get that. But still, it's difficult to track all that, and their website does not explain it. In terms of what the deliverables are. If someone's familiar with it, I'd love to learn more from them. Someone said there's a 6-month return if they bomb, but I don't know. That doesn't give me.
Wait, what?
I have no
6-month return if they bomb. Like, you can return the NFT?
I have no idea what the situation is. If someone's got any insight on this project, feel free to raise your hand and come on up. I also thought it'd be useful to bring on additional speakers. One which really stood out to me was Gary P, who's a McGoblin Burger applicant and future vice chair of Goblin Town. I just thought that maybe he would provide some relevant insight on things. So I wanted to make sure to bring him on stage. And I think there we'll bring on some more people as well. But yeah, in the interim, I don't know enough about this project. I feel like we got caught off guard. Oh, they were talking about something else. I'm getting shilled by random projects because we discussed this one after a DM. And so I fell for it. My apologies. Right,
so there's no return policy, but it is a drink. Gary P, do you have any insight on this?
Gary P.
Hello, guys. Gary P here. Well, I'm currently an...
Gary P, you need better Wi-Fi, buddy.
Yeah, your audio. He definitely sounds like the intern.
Gary, hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Gary P, what's up?
We can hear you again, yeah.
Gary P, okay, so I'm currently an intern over at McGoblin Burger. I'm trying to work my way from the bottom to the top at Goblin Town. I am, full disclosure, I do not own any goblins at the moment, so I am not shilling for them at all. But I am trying to get in because I do believe they are the next big thing in NFTs. So with my goal, I'm currently right now, I'm at the bottom. I'm giving, I'm not proud to say, but I am giving toss jobs in the back of the dumpster over at McGoblin Burger. But, you know, you got to start somewhere when you're, you know, trying to get into the NFT space. If you guys check out my Twitter, I have posted my resume and I'm trying to get on, get in with the managers. As any intern at any company does, they usually have to, you know, start from the bottom and get to the top. And for me, that is, I'm trying to go from task jobs to boss job. That's really what it
is. Well, it sounds like, yeah, Gary P, it sounds like you're well on your way. Vicky, you're a goblin owner. What do you make of this intern? It sounds like, you know, exchanging his body for moving up in the world of Goblin Burger.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I don't know what the next step is for the goblins. Like, what's the next step as you're going from working next to a dumpster to owning a goblin? I don't know what, you know, the inner...
What's up?
Okay, so a little bit of...
Well, I don't know who that is. That sounds...
that was Vicky.
I might have seen him back a few times. I don't know who is that. I can't recognize...
Gary P, that's why you're an intern and I'm a goblin.
Wait, Vicky, so are you fluent in goblin at this point?
Yeah, that's why I'm a bit... My throat is, like, gone. I have to be, like, sporadic spaces now because I no longer have a voice. It seems to be, like, cough suites all around are going to be good. Like, shares in cough suite companies are going up. Yeah, I was absolutely fascinated because there's a lot more going on, I believe, than the kind of people are actually even realising. And the last time I was kind of... this kind of fascinated about marketing and things that are going on behind the scenes was literally Bored Ape Yacht Club when I was last year and I bought...
Are you about to make me buy one of these three?
I've been pissed that I didn't buy it for like a week now.
I do believe that Goblin Town will surpass Bored Apes eventually with no roadmap and no plan.
It will depend on who the team is. I have a couple of suspicions and I've reached out to a couple of people. And yeah, if it's who I think it might be, then I do think that as much as everybody laughed and it's the usual kind of thing about people buying these crazy motherfuckers, I think that, you know, it'll either be the best decision I ever made or the worst decision I ever made in the whole year that I've been in the space. But aside of the fact it is quite, I came in quite late, so my purchase was crazy. My purchase was 2.8, so that seems quite high. But I bought my Bored Ape at 3.
And oh my god, Vicky, you're making me, you're putting me in a tough position here. Who's... can you tell us who you think the artist is?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, you know she ain't gonna do that, Nick. She's like a vault.
But
what are the implications of you potentially sharing that? Like, what could go wrong? What would be your concern?
My concern would be that if I'm wrong and then people buy in just because I think it's a certain person and it turns out that I'm totally wrong, I don't want the like people literally, you know what people are like, people will put their rent money on the fucking line because I say it's this person or that person, and I don't want someone in my DMs literally saying that they screwed themselves over because
okay, so DM me and then I'll speculate and then I'll reveal that it wasn't you, that it was me. I'll take the fall, Vicky. But I want to know who this person is. Separately, Elizabeth was saying in the Discord that every time I buy Honest Spaces, it does mark the top.
I don't know if we want you in, actually. That might be a curse more than a blessing. That's the other thing. Unless, of course, you buy one of the Monk Goblin ones, because obviously the ones with the hats on are about 8 ETH right now.
For goblins. They have a defense against... you know, the people who buy at the top, I just posted about this on my Twitter, that they have the Steve Aoki defense. I think they have reserves as a prophylactic in case Steve Aoki FOMO's in, that the goblins have already have reserves ready for Steve Aoki so he can't FOMO in and then create a sell signal. So that, I think, is an extremely valuable thing to have for the goblins.
Well, so it depends on if you know who the unicorn is that's been updated on the team page. But whether it's one person or a team, some of the subtle changes that have been made, and all of a sudden I found myself in about 9 different goblin chats, and it's absolutely fascinating when you look at some of the different art, some of the things that are being said, the way that it's been marketed, that is quite different than a lot of other projects. If it is a reputable team behind it, I literally think it will stick with us.
Well, that's fair. What I was going to say is that Nick makes Steve Aoki look like Paul Tudor Jones, you know, makes it look like Steve Aoki is out here buying the bottom. No, I'm just giving you a hard time, Nick. But what I'll say is that
let's be clear. The last one I feel like I bought on Spaces was Moonbirds, and I made nearly 10 ETH on that.
That was a good one. But I mean, you didn't actually make that much.
I like, bought it 21.
That's an exaggeration.
No, I bought it 21 and sold it 30.
Did you?
Yeah.
So after fees, you made 7.
Okay, I don't know the exact amount that I realized. My apologies,
Pete. Got him.
I didn't get into the nuances there of the fact that there were OpenSea fees. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay? Come on, P.O., we don't do maths. That's just ridiculous. It's just cartoon JPEGs. You know, we're like the kindergartners that we know when the grown-ups come along in their suits that we've got to stop having fun.
Well, shout out to Slime in our Discord. She just said, blockchain don't lie. Nick does. And I couldn't have put it better myself, for sure, right there. Well, look, if Goblin Town becomes the next Bored Ape Yacht Club.
How did I lie? What is going on?
It's just a little
I'm kicking
exaggeration,
Slime
buddy.
Out of the Discord.
It's going to surpass Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Gary, we get the idea.
Gary, we get the bit.
You're a big
bit,
fan
buddy.
Of Goblin Town. We get it.
We get the bit.
I'm going to buy one so you can bow down to me as well, okay?
And Gary?
I can't. I'm a poor. That's why I'm offering a warm hole, and I can't.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
In, so, Gary, real quick, before we remove you from the stage, I just want to say one thing. I was expecting a little more. I was expecting a little more from you, Gary P., okay? I thought that maybe that would be a lot funnier than it was. Shout out to Gary P. He came on stage. He tried to do his thing. I expected a little bit more. But, Nick,
what were you expecting? Maybe you could do a recreation of what you anticipated.
It's not my bit. Like, if I didn't write the bit, right? So if you write a bit, Nick, I'm not going to, like, try to rob that bit. If I'm going to come through with my bit, I mean, you guys know my bits, right? I don't even have that many. But, like, every once in a while, I'll try to do a bit.
And
Vicky, what's up?
I just want to add, before we go off the topic, because I know there's probably new people joining, obviously, the cutting off your dick JPEG, I think that if that turns out to be a woman artist or a woman founder, that could easily go to 10 ETH.
Good point. Very good point. Okay, Nick, I wasn't gonna let Drew Roberts on stage because he does bits too. You let Drew on stage.
Well, I apologize. I'm now gonna go deal with my air conditioning. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, shocker. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Nick's never dealing with air conditioning, maintenance people, humidifiers, dehumidifiers. That's never something he does. Brian Brigman on stage, successful artist and valued member of the Nifty Portal Discord and phenomenal NFT collector. If you'll let me say that about you, Brian. How are you?
Hey everybody! I didn't realize I could join as a speaker. How's everybody doing?
What do you mean? You're always welcome to join us, Tigger. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, shucks. I missed you guys over the weekend. Did you have a good holiday?
Absolutely, man. I was barbecuing pizzas. It was a good time.
Oh, we know you were barbecuing pizzas, Pio. We saw all 25 posts. So
a lot of posts. I let you have it. I go for the volume approach. But Brian, did you have a nice weekend, man? Did you buy any NFTs?
I had a great weekend. I did buy some NFTs. I know I can't shill, but if you guys go to my Twitter, I'm doing a free airdrop with Genies. But things I've been looking at buying and things I have been buying, I do want to get a little noun. I don't know if you guys have talked about that on the show yet, but I think that's interesting.
Nouns?
It's called Little Nouns. They're 15-minute auctions, and they sell for around half an ETH if you want to get into the Nouns ecosystem. It's a pretty cool thing going on.
Okay, so it's like a companion drop type of thing?
Yeah, I think it's a part of the same ecosystem, but it's a more affordable way to kind of be a part of it. So they're kind of like baby Nouns.
It's a fork that's grant funded by the original Noun Project. So it's not run by the same people, but it's a like authorized fork that has a grant.
Okay. Interesting. What do we think of that? We like the authorized fork?
I like them a lot. I think they're really cool. My only challenge is that if you do the math, it's like 35,000 per year. So I kind of feel like if you're patient, you might be rewarded, right? Unless the DAO votes to slow down the pace. So that's my only hesitation is like, I love the concept. I like the idea, but 35,000 coming out per year is a lot of supply. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what to do. If they are able to change kind of the governance and slow the rollout, then I think I'd be a buyer.
Yeah. Nouns are a weird, very interesting project because like, the way they work necessarily as supply increases, so does the treasury. So just on its own, supply increasing isn't the worst, but I kind of agree. Like I think 15 minutes, because like real big, like normal nouns are one per day. And so like, it's going to be so many years before nouns ever reach a supply that's close to what say like punks have a supply of. So that's what's interesting about nouns. Little nouns with every 15 minutes, it's just like, there's so many of them. And there's been a lot of discussions within like little noun holders about like voting to slow that down. Even if it's like one per hour, it like drastically changes what it is. And so it's a little bit weird, but it is worth noting that the auctions were going for like 1.2 as recently as last week, and they've kind of cooled down to like 0.6. But I think that it's one of those things too, where because it's a real-time auction, like every 15 minutes, there's opportunities when like most of the people looking at them are asleep, where you can kind of, where you can see people snipe them for like low prices on the auctions. So it's an interesting product to watch, but I agree with Node that like there's a lot of uncertainties around will they or won't they limit supply? Like how long will people pay enough attention to be minting one of these every 15 minutes, et cetera? Like there's some risks here, but it's definitely like when it comes to what are they doing technically, like Nouns has been a really interesting project that I've always been watching, but it's such an inaccessible price point for most people that like doing a version of Nouns that's more accessible, I think is a really cool idea.
It's a good idea. It's hard to tell if this market, like this particular market, is going to respond to it. In the prime time of the bull market, I would think that, you know, someone saying like, oh, there's a companion drop from Nouns coming out at an accessible price point, that it would do well. But yeah, thanks for servicing that, Brian. Brian, you collect a lot of art, like kind of, you know, the fine art side of NFTs. Obviously, you got a degen in you too. I see what you're out there buying. But on the art side, what do you got your eye on right now?
You guys are talking about supply, and so like I'm looking at collectibles with lower supply, like in the 1,000 range. I think that's to me a safer bet in this market because the floors won't drastically go up or down too quickly. So over the past weekend, I bought into Yuri, which I think is a beautiful like Japanese inspired PFP project with these like masks, and it's very painterly.
Yeah.
And then I'm also a big fan of Async Blueprints and Super Rare combined a week or so ago with Osanachi to do a 1,000 piece called Across the Face. And that's also like, you know, I would say it's a real blend of the PFP and the art side of the space, because Osanachi's, you know, Sotheby's Christie's level artist, but he did this 1,000 run piece that has traits. And it's, to my knowledge, the first collectible that's been available to purchase through the Super Rare marketplace directly. And so I think that's a significant moment.
And what's that one called again? I'm pulling a Nick.
It's called Across Across the Face.
When's that dropping?
It dropped last week. It sold out, I think, around point. It was 0.1 sold out, and now I think it's hovering around 0.15. So it's still a very affordable entry. But yeah, I mean, he's an amazing artist from Africa. He does all of his artwork using Microsoft Word, which is insane. But yeah, definitely worth looking into Osinachi.
It looks pretty cool. 1,000 editions, or 1,000 mints, I should say, 326 owners, 37 ETH of volume traded. Volume going down from the mint. Current floor price is 0.15. Relatively illiquid, as some of this art can be. It looks like there have been 3 sales in the past 24 plus hours, 2 sales the day before. But if you're looking to buy art, this is definitely interesting for an art play. I think it's pretty cool. Thanks for surfacing, Brian. I let Sam Stefanina on stage. Sam, did I meet you at VCon or did I meet your brother?
P.O., my man. No, that was me.
Well, nice to meet you, bro. Thanks for coming on stage. What's going on?
Hey, I hate to take it back to Goblin Town. I know we're all probably sick of it, but I just wanted to shed light on the metric that I've been tracking for it because I find it pretty interesting. Since they launched, I saw it once at VCon on day one, and it was 0.4. A second time the next day, and it was 0.5. And then a third time the next day, and it was 0.65. When I saw it the third time, I kept going back to the Twitter and tracking their followers every day. And they were going up like 5,000 followers a day. And then after VCon, they started going up like 7,000 followers a day. And then this holiday weekend, it has completely stifled. So they've gone from this insane momentum of like 5,000 to 7,000 followers a day on Twitter to like all holiday weekend, they got like 5,000 followers. And so I've been thinking, are we going to see that same reduction in volume, but somehow the NFT price is still going up? For me, I'm going to drop that NFT the second that I think I'm going to give it about 2 more days for them to potentially recapture that momentum socially. And if they don't, I think it might be a top. But if they can, we got more room to run. That's my personal theory.
I mean, gun to my head, I would maybe think that there's more room to run. I'm like closer on like the Vicky and Gary P side of the shop than what you just said. A week ago, I would have told you, or I would have said the same thing that you just said. But at this point, I kind of feel like they have some more stuff up their sleeve. And if it does turn out that there's like a legit founding team, then that'll be a different story. Thanks for bringing it up. Do you have your eyes on anything else?
Otherwise, I'm just holding on for dear life through the bear, enjoying the goblins while I can.
Yeah, I mean, you're holding on to dear life, but people are getting wins everywhere. Where did you buy goblins at? What number?
It was 0.65 for me.
0.65. So you are winning. You only bought one or you bought more than one?
I just grabbed the one.
Yeah, everybody just grabbed the one because come on. You know, like, yeah, who's really,
on,
who's really like, yeah, let me get 5 at 0.6. Like, you got to be something. I let Sneaker Dad on stage, Drift's manager. That must be a fun job. I'm sure that you don't have high blood pressure. Sneaker Dad, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Not high blood. No, it's always high blood pressure. But honestly, it's between that and kids, it's I don't know. It's kind of a contest between the two, depending on the day. I requested a while ago, so I apologize. I wanted to – Brian had mentioned the Lil Nouns.
Lil Nouns?
Right. Yeah, Lil Nouns. I got a call as I was from somebody on the team, of course. They probably heard me and are like, what the fuck are you doing? Not working. I just wanted to discuss the deflationary schedule, not the specifics, but more so that the 15 minutes, although I think it's totally fine, it is something that's being actively discussed in the Discord. So if that was the only concern anyone had, I more just wanted everyone to know it's something that's being openly discussed, but there's almost 100 or almost 1,000 ETH in the treasury already. So it's pretty cool and a really lower entry point. As somebody had mentioned in the Discord, it went from like 1.7 last week, which I paid, to like 0.6 average about right now. So definitely a good opportunity, and you can kind of wait for the one that you think is really cool. You don't have to like assume it's the only one coming out. So it's a fun new project, and I think that it's a good way to learn about how nouns work. And you know, you're going to own a noun soon enough. So I think that's kind of cool. We're all going to.
Okay. But in this market, do you think that those are going to pump?
Pump? I don't know. I would say like right now, like, I don't think that it's going to go much lower than this, because they've even discussed kind of like voting on a reserve down the road. I think right now, I think 0.5 give or take is kind of like where it rests, where I've seen it go the lowest. But I think you're going to get opportunities by being in that DAO, like having a piece of that treasury. So where maybe you don't invest your money moving forward, you're part of this larger community that's investing in additional alpha, additional projects, and maybe new alpha that we could share with the portal. But yeah, I think if you're looking to hold long term, it's different than what we're doing here on the daily trades. But you know, in a week it could change, because there were definitely some big names, and last week you could buy something for 0.8 and then sell it on OpenSea or LooksRare for 1.3, 1.5. So there was a real good opportunity last week, and it could come back. So I would just like keep an eye on it if it's something you're interested in.
Sure. And just to clarify, you know, long-term trades are always welcome, or long-term investments, I should say, long-term holds are always welcome to be discussed on the show. The reason that I frame the question that way is because a lot of people still think we're going deeper into, you know, no pun intended, Goblin Town. And a lot of people think that the bottom is not in yet, not even close to being in. I mean, if you think about it, if we're really going to have a six-month bear market from here, you have to think that we go way lower. And if that's the case, I think a lot of people right now are looking to do short-term trades that they can make money on versus deploy long-term capital, because there are potentially better prices ahead of us. So that's the only reason I'm asking that. But people should always feel comfortable bringing up long-term investments. When I was talking about Cool Cats, I was saying it's either a buy right now or it's a buy in the near future if we haven't seen the bottom yet. So I just wanted to clear that up. So I saw somebody on, yeah.
And I'm gonna hop off, but I want, yeah. I'm gonna shoot myself in the foot for mentioning this, because I'm gonna not get one now. But a really cool project that's coming out today, if you like more like generative art, Quantum is doing a drop with Herbert Franke. He's like a scientist from Germany. It's called Math Art. So if you're, it's very art blocksy, and he's a very early like mathematician that's been in, that got into like, I don't know, something with crypto and cryptography and whatnot. So definitely check out Quantum. It's in 30 minutes. So yeah, it could be a good real quick flip if you get in, and it's a Dutch auction. So I think they're going to go above one ETH, which is where they start. So food for thought.
Thank you for bringing that up. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen, bringing something up that he now is adversely impacting his chances of landing. We really appreciate it, Sneaker Dad. I guess you can do that stuff when you have that Drift manager money. No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Shout out to Drift, insanely talented artist, one of the top photographers in the NFT space. I personally own First Day Out on my personal wallet, and we also bought it on the company wallet. Drift did an amazing job when he came on the show, and was a really cool person to meet in person at VCon. You guys going to be at NFT NYC?
Hell yeah, we'll be there. We got a Juneteenth event on Sunday. Obviously, it's Father's Day, so I'm the worst father and not going to be with my kids. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun all-day event. We're putting out the details as we speak. So, but we'll be there all week. We're going to be vibing. So we'll definitely catch you guys there.
Cool. Well, I get in that day. And then Tuesday is our event, which is at Purple. Yeah, would love to have you there for that. I saw that like a lot of other events are happening the same day. I fully expect people, you know, to be kind of overrun with opportunity. But I promise that our event's going to be pretty dope.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll for sure be there. Like, I'll try and pull Drift along with me. But as I feel like as a portal holder, I have to show up. So,
yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, if you can drag Drift along, I can only imagine what a hot ticket he is, but that'd be really cool.
Yeah. And if you make it, definitely stop by. It's going to be free drinks, free food. We're going to be doing it's like 12 different artists that we're doing an auction for on the Sunday, Juneteenth. So yeah, if you have time, definitely stop by and say what's up.
Hell yeah. Look at that. Plans, ladies and gentlemen, plans. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. This is the NFT Morning Show. This happens 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. All of our content is sponsored by FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app. Gasless transactions on NFTs, cheapest prices in the game to buy crypto like Ethereum, and bonuses if you spend over $10. And hey, look, it might be a market downtrend, but people are still getting to that money. So if you're getting to the money and everybody's getting mad, just don't worry about it. We will see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening as usual. Check out our NFT. It's pinned to the top.